Let's continue Bezrat Hashem. Let's discuss the answer to the Chacham at the Haggadah. In the Haggadah, the Chacham asks, "Ma'edos v'achukim v'amishpatim, ashesiv Hashem Elkeinu eschem. What are all these mitzvot that we're supposed to be doing?" And what do you answer? "Af atar emor lo kilchos Pesach, ein maftir v'nachar Pesach afikom." Oh, teaching the laws of Pesach, don't have to afikom. It's a very striking answer. The iser to eat after the afikoman is an iser derabana. Lechora, it's not a central theme of the Seder. Why do we not have to mention that halacha? So the Rav would like to say over as follows. Several of the Mefarshim on the Haggadah interpret, you don't teach him this halacha of Ein Machinach Pesach Afikoman, don't eat after the afikoman. Rather as follows. That halacha is mentioned in one of the last Mishnayos in Maseches Pesachim. So the Baal Haggadah is hinting to us that you're supposed to teach your son all of Hilchos Pesach up to and including don't eat after the Afikoman. And the Rebbe would point out, some of Farshim had a girsa ad Ein Machir Nach Pesach Afikoman until that halacha. If you have that girsa, this is definitely the pshat. But even without that girsa, this is a reasonable pshat that you teach them all of Hilchos Pesach up to and including don't eat after the afikoman. Oh, so the question is, why? Why is that the mitzvah Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why are you talking about Hilchos Pesach? So the answer is, and this we discussed in the previous shiur as well, the Rav would often explain the direct goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Matan Torah. Matan Torah is part of the story. If you were writing a book called Exodus, the Jews leave Egypt, the last chapter of the book would be Matan Torah. That's the goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So at the Seder, we want to include Matan Torah in the Sipur itself. What is Matan Torah? Matan Torah means mitzvos. Do this, don't do that. Which mitzvos, which halachos should we discuss at the Seder, which shows that we're discussing Matan Torah at the Seder? The halachos of Pesach. So we discuss the halachos of Pesach as part of the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the goal. As the Chinuch explained, we count Sfiras Omer to show we're going from Pesach up to Shavuos. They're connected. That's what Sfiras Omer shows, that the direct goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Matan Torah. And that's why, to the Chacham, he can handle it. He can handle all the halachos. We teach him Hilchos Pesach. That's not something separate from the story. That's part of the story. Beautiful. That's part of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But then the Rav went further. And this is one of the deepest ideas that you'll hear on the Haggadah. It's not just that we teach Torah as part of the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we use Talmud Torah, specifically Talmud Torah Sheba'al Peh, as the medium of how we tell the story. And let's explain. It goes like this. The main way we tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the main psukim we quote, are from Haramid Obedavi. Haramid Obedavi is from Parshas Kisavo. It's in Shmos Perek Kafav, Devarim Perek Kafav. And if you look at the Haggadah, there are several psukim there in Shmos Perek, in Devarim Perek Kafav. We quote them one phrase at a time, and we explain the psukim one phrase at a time. So one question to ask is, why do we go to use the Parsha and Kisavo as opposed to doing what? If I asked you to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim from the Chumash, what would you do? Correct. You open up a Chumash Shmos, and you quote the Psukim. They talk about Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why did they go to Kisavo? Very interesting question. So there are answers that the person gives to that question. But the Rebbe asked a deeper question. Because what's very striking is that we use the Psukim in Kisavo as like the topic sentence, and we explain each phrase in Kisavo based, explaining Kisavo, and how do we explain the Psukim in Kisavo? We explain them using Psukim in Shmos. The Haggadah is full of the Psukim in Shmos, but instead of the Psukim in Shmos being used to tell the story, the Psukim in Shmos are being used to explain the Psukim in Devarim, which is the basis for the telling of the story. So now it's very striking. It seems like the Baal Haggadah is purposely going out of his way to be complicated. If he wanted to avoid the Psukim in Shmos, avoid the Psukim in Shmos. But if he's going to quote the Psukim in Shmos, then quote them directly. Why quote the Psukim in Shmos as explanations of the Psukim in Devarim? Here's the mashal. You want to scratch your right ear. So you scratch your right ear with your right hand. Okay. Instead, you might scratch your right ear with your left hand. That's a little strange. Okay. But what if you scratched your right ear with your right hand, but first, you were like stretched from Fantastic Four, and you stretched your right arm over your head, around your head, under your chin, and back and scratched your right ear. That's very, very strange. That's what the Baal Haggadah does. Why? So the Rav said that the pshat is that the Baal Haggadah wanted to use Torah Sheba'al-Peh to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. He wanted to dafka use Torah Sheba'al-Peh. When you use one pasuk in the Chumash to explain the meaning of another pasuk in the Chumash, that's Torah Sheba'al-Peh. That's making a drasha. This phrase over here refers to that pasuk over here. So the Baal Haggadah, this is very deep, wanted to use Torah Sheba'al-Peh to tell the story. Why? This is on two levels. Number one, the Lel HaSeder is the Lel HaMesora. We're passing along Yesodos in Emuna to our children. Which of the two Torahs, Torah Shebachsara, Torah Shebalpeh, which one is more representative of the Mesora? Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebachsara, you read, you open the Chumash, you read it. Torah Shebachsara, the Torah Shebalpeh is passed down from every Talmud. So on the night of the Mesora, on the Lel HaMesora, we specifically want to use Torah Shebalpeh to tell the story, to show that we want to use the Torah of the Mesora to teach the Yesodos of the Mesora. And the Rav said another idea, which is as follows. If you want to pass along the Mesora to your children, it's not enough to just pass along beliefs. You have to pass along the idea that you have to learn. You have to interpret the Baal Peh. If you want the Mesora to survive, you have to encourage your children to learn Torah Shebaal Peh, to delve into the Torah. Any community where they stopped learning Torah Shebaal Peh, eventually, the Mesora stopped. So we want to emphasize to our children, it's not enough to just have good beliefs. You have to also learn, and not just learn superficially, learn in depth. And the Rav said this is the reason why when Chazal and the Rambam talk about Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, the language is your Doresh, Lidrosh es Aparsha Rabbi David Avi. That's the Lashon use. Lidrosh. Lidrosh means to analyze, to investigate, to darshan the psukim. We dafka want to use Torah Shebaal Peh. Beautiful. A very deep pshat, which gets to the heart of Magid. The very heart of Magid. We tell Magid through the medium. So A, part of Magid includes Lima Torah. And B, we tell the story through the medium of Torah Shebaal Peh. The Rav brought another proof that learning Torah is part of the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Tosefta says that after the Seder is over, you should keep on going. First, help your family clean up. And then go back to the Seder. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to go back and continue until you fall asleep. It might take 5 minutes till you fall asleep. But continue until you fall asleep. And what's the language? Chayav Adam Lasot B'Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim U'Behilchos Pesach Kol Halayva. The Mechilta, the Tosefta mentions Hilchos Pesach as part of what you do to keep it going the whole night. The Limud of Torah is part of the mitzvah of Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rav said this might explain a deeper idea about the language of Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. That's the paragraph we use to introduce the four sons. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenasat HaOlam Yisrael Baruch Hu. Why do we use that language? What does that language sound like? Correct. It sounds like Birchos HaTorah. Baruch Shenasat HaOlam Yisrael Baruch Hu. Why are we saying Birchos HaTorah again? The answer is as follows. When a man gets an aliyah, he says Birchos HaTorah again. Why? Said them in the morning already. So one answer is as follows. You say Birchos HaTorah in the morning for regular Talmud Torah. Then you're getting an aliyah. An aliyah, you're reading from the Chumash, and you're teaching Torah Berabim. Al pi halacha, you can only have an aliyah when there's a minyan of 10 men. In other words, al pi halacha, getting an aliyah is another new form of Talmud Torah. It's Talmud Torah derabim. There's another element injected into the Limud Torah, and therefore, you get a new Birchos Torah. Whenever a person learns Torah in an entirely new halachic way, with a new idea, another idea injected in, you say Birchos HaTorah. So too here, when you're at the Seder and you're learning Torah, the Limud Torah becomes part of the mitzvah of Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Limud Torah at the Seder, when you teach your son the halachos, when you use Torah Shebaal Peh, what are you doing? You're learning Torah, and you're learning Torah with an additional element, the element of Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a combination. Therefore, you say new Birchos HaTorah, just like you say Birchos HaTorah when you get an aliyah. Why? Because it's another level of Limud Torah. So to at the Seder, you say a new miniature version of Birchos HaTorah because it's another level of Talmud Torah. It's Talmud Torah / Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Oh, a beautiful word from